This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Love it. Thanks, Brittany Cole. Fight for you at 8:36. Let's go to Gauteng. What do you say? And we go and check out some music, which I don't think you would have heard before. I heard this music only this week, and I thought, yes, must have Simone Govender on the radio. The name you might have heard if you listen to a secular radio from time to time, you would have heard some of her songs doing excellently well, sitting at number one on some charts around South Africa. She's a lady who I could tell. Let's first say good morning before I go and tell this story, then she'll think I'm creepy. Good morning, Simone. How you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
Very, very good. So I was doing what any good radio person would do before an interview. You go and stalk somebody on the socials, right? What are they up to? And I said, ooh, this lady looks like she's doing a lot of gigging, which I think is exactly what you do when you love what you do, right?
100%.
So I thought, man, there's a happy-looking lady behind the guitar. Tell us a little bit about your journey. I always am curious about where your story starts, when you first picked up the guitar and sang and you thought, hey, something really nice comes out when I open my mouth.
Surprisingly, it didn't start off like that.
Yeah?
I started piano when I was around 5 years old. And it wasn't something I took too seriously until we moved to Johannesburg from Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught myself guitar in grade 8 or 9. And that's when I realized this is what I wanted to do. And obviously, as any good parent and family around you, they're like, are you sure? Because, you know, why don't you be a doctor or something? But yeah, it was the first time I ever felt comfortable being myself was when I was behind that guitar. And I did study after school. I did psychology. And then once my degree was done, I went full blown into the music, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, you've got to always have that thing to fall back on. And sometimes you don't really need to fall back on that thing, particularly if what you do is your groove and you're finding success. I mean, you've been on stage with some big local names. I mean, you've been up there with Prime Circle and Matthew Moll and Jesse Clegg. So that's what happens really when you step into your calling, isn't it, Simone? You sort of find yourself fitting in and starting to connect with the big names and then finding your own identity in the music space. So you can just be yourself.
100%.
So now the big question is, you've been doing well. I've been listening to a lot of your other stuff as well that I'd never heard before. You're really making a name for yourself. Like, what are your hopes and dreams and aspirations for yourself as a South African artist?
Definitely to be able to tour the country more, which would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my main goal is to write songs that encourage and pick up people so they don't feel alone.
Do you think people need a pick-me-up? Do you feel some music just doesn't touch on those kind of things and you want to bring change?
Sometimes I do. especially listening to the current music now. I'm still going back to 80s and 90s music at this point. But yeah, I think everyone has a story to tell, and it's so important that if your expression is music, you do just that.
Yeah, one thing about 90s music, I suppose the 80s as well, as they were discovering how a synth works, but there was a lot of emotion. That's music that is emotion. That's emotion music. That's the stuff we hold on to, particularly those of us that are a little bit older. You know, we go back, we default to the 80s and the 90s because that's the music that gives us the feels, and that's maybe what we need. So let's talk about Towards the Sun, this brand new song of yours. I mean, that comes from a place of your own struggle. So this is real music from a real person who wants to reach other real people.
Yeah, that song came to me after a few months of intense writer's block as well as personal struggles. Mm. And I think sometimes as an artist, we want to write music for people, and then we get into that mindset, and that becomes a little bit frustrating for us, because when we write something from ourselves, at the back of your head, you're like, is this good enough? Is this what the people want to hear? And I started getting so frustrated with myself for falling back onto that, that eventually I struggle with insomnia a lot. And most of my songs after a mental breakdown happen at around 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And I remember just writing how I was feeling at the time. And my faith heavily influences the kind of music I write and I release out to the world. And I just felt God say that, you know, even in this moment, I'm still with you. Like, even though it feels dark, I'm still here. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, totally. I think one thing that's quite powerful is that writing out of your own experiences, you sing it and someone listens like, hey, but that's me. I'm going through that. I see that in myself because we share so many experiences. And the great thing is even people, a person of faith like yourself and somebody who maybe isn't a believer, they might have similar experiences. They might feel down and out, but you're the one who brings in the hope.
Yeah, I really try my best to do that with my music because I know music did that for me when I was younger and I struggled to say how I feel.
Yeah. When is there something that stands out for you? As you said that I'm thinking was, can you think of some music or even an artist that maybe back in the day when you just needed that, that was that for you? Do you still listen to that kind of stuff?
So this is very controversial. But I went through a whole rock phase.
Yeah.
And I really loved Linkin Park because obviously when you're young, you struggle to say, this is exactly the emotions I'm feeling. And I found that through some of their music, it sort of like hit the nail on the head at the time.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did, right? They went and found there was something in there, whether we were angry, we were sad, or halfway in between, Linkin Park had something for you. And there's back to the 90s and the early 2000s there where we're finding that really heavy emotional music. What do you want people to feel when they listen to Simone Govender's music?
Hope.
So do you feel you've nailed that with Towards the Sun?
I don't know. The people need to speak for themselves. But I know it pulled me out of a very dark place at the time.
So let's go towards the sun and ask you about the title. Is that for you a sign of hope? Let's talk about that title a bit.
So it was during the time that I was struggling, and the Lord showed me a picture of a sunflower, and I didn't understand why at the time until I did some research about sunflowers. And sunflowers follow the sun. So wherever the sun shines, that's the movement of the sunflowers' faces. And a friend pointed me out when I told her about the story. And she's like, when the sun goes down, the sunflowers turn to each other and find the light in each other. So at the time, it was the encouragement of just keep your eyes on the sun and everything will be okay, even though it feels like it's not. And it's also, for me, shows the power of community and being around people that share similar insights on faith, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm with you. So to everybody listening, if you're in a space where you're feeling just a little bit out of it, maybe a little bit hopeless, maybe a little bit lost, maybe you struggling with insomnia, maybe you got some mental health challenges that are stretching you, maybe you feeling creatively blur, because that's exactly the journey that Simone was on. And she found her faith and music to be the thing that carried her through. And so maybe her music is going to be what carries us through. So we can't wait to hear the song in a few moments, Towards the Sun. Simone, we know that you love gigging. And for people who are listening, we've got quite a lot of Gauteng listeners. If they're saying, hey, we'd love to go and see her live, where are you currently jamming and gigging?
So we've got a market coming up in Alberton. So we do a few markets and stuff, but if you do want to keep up to date, you can check out my socials because I post everything there.
Okay, cool. And when you play, do you play solo? Do you have a band that jumps in there sometimes? What is it like for you when you're on the road?
It depends on what is needed at the time, but mostly it's just acoustic, and then we do have a band that's starting to perform a little bit more now.
That's lovely. Well, we can't wait to play the song. Simone, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for also sharing openly about your life, your music, and your experiences. We love that. Sometimes being vulnerable isn't easy, but I can tell you now, I know with confidence you've been speaking into the lives of many people this morning. So thanks for your confidence.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And a massive thanks to you. Have yourself a really great day and a great weekend. Quickly before we go, you said we can find you on the socials. Do you want to give us those handles just so that we don't get lost trying to find you?
It is Simone Govender Music on everything.
There we go. Simone Govender Music. And check it out across all the social media platforms. And here's that song. And you can check this out. I did as well yesterday on YouTube. It's called Towards the Sun. And while you're there, go and check out some of all of her other great songs like Need to Be Yours. And If You Don't Go. And There's More to Life. You can find it all there as well. Thanks for great music, Simone. And thanks for your passion and your faith that you shared with us today. Have a really great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Simone. And here's that song.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.